Pensacola businessmen Ray Russenberger and Collier Merrill meet with city officials this Monday afternoon on allegations they owe past due sales royalties and interest on revenues from the Fish House and Atlas Oyster Bar restaurants. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Through a spokeswoman, Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, City Attorney Jim Messer, and City Administrator Colleen Castile declined to be interviewed for this story. At issue is the ownership of the building, not of the restaurants themselves, on a tract of city land called Pit Slip Marina. Ray Russenberger leased the property in 1987, then granted a sublease in 2000 to Collier Merrill and his partners, who formed Great Southern Restaurants.
We had to renew our leases, and we renewed them in 2011 for an additional 30 years. They sent a letter back to us that they wanted to talk about part of the lease. We said, fine, let's meet. We didn't hear from them again until 2013 when Colleen Castile, city administrator, came and met with us in September. We had a good conversation and then nothing. And then we get this letter that says, oh, you owe all this back rent.
The city claims that more than $5 million is due based on a percentage of sales plus interest over the past 13 years. That's calculated to be roughly 1 year's worth of revenues for the two eateries. But what's ticking off Merrill is how the city is moving the goalposts.
The lease says what it lease says for that building, and for the city to come out now after we met with them, explained to them, they've got a letter in their file from their attorney back in 08 when this first came up, Pam Childers at the time, sent a memo that as she was looking at our audited statements for the year, that is there any way to get percentage sales off those restaurants? John Fleming, their attorney, came back with a letter. No, it's not a subsidiary. It's not a business component of the leasee. Nothing we can do about it.
In a letter sent late last month, attorney Bruce Partington, who represents Merrill, told the city that its legal analysis on all points of the matter were fundamentally flawed in two ways.
The city has alleged that there was an assignment of the lease rather than a sublease, and that's not accurate. There's some significant differences between assignments and subleases. And the demand letter talks about the Fish House revenues received by Merrill Land, LLC, and Merrill Land does not own the Fish House restaurant. It's owned by a Great Southern Restaurant Group of Pensacola.
The way the lease is structured, Partington continued, is that payments to the city are tied to revenues received by the person holding the lease with the city. In this case, Ray Russenberger and his firm Seville Harbor. Partington says Seville Harbor has no affiliation with the restaurants and receives no revenue from them to go with existing revenue streams.
The revenues received by Seville Harbor have never reached the threshold in the lease for the percentage rent to apply. It's 5% of about $820,000. The gross rentals or revenues would have to exceed that $820,000 threshold for the percentage rent to apply, in which event you would pay then more than the ground lease.
Collier Merrill has paid Russenberger, who in turn has paid the city of Pensacola, about $40,000 a year in ground lease fees. City officials, however, claim they're entitled to more. Merrill calls that an attempted money grab using baseless claims.
This came out of nowhere that the city has an attorney that they found that will write this claim that we haven't paid rent since 2000, that we owe all this money based on the gross sales from the restaurants, and it's just totally false. You know, money grab, I don't know if that's light or too strong.
One recent report in the Pensacola News Journal, which has since been corrected, said that the city had threatened to evict Atlas and the Fish House if a resolution is not reached. Merrill dismisses that out of hand.
First of all, we've got a lease. The lease is automatic renewal through 2045. So we've got another 30 years. When it renews in 15, we're not going to be evicted. We said if they wanted to sit down and talk about some things, we'd be glad to. But to send a letter like that, trying to get us to the table, and they even admitted, oh, it's just a negotiating tool of volley. Well, it's not a funny negotiating tool to me.
Collier Merrill contends that the dispute has injured his business. He has sent a letter saying the city of Pensacola would be liable for such damages.
You know, we're losing business as we speak. People aren't booking parties for, you know, their wedding next October. You know, they got to book somewhere else because they don't know if we're going to work this lease out. It jeopardizes 200-something employees and $5 million payroll that we have.
Attorney Bruce Partington says when you enter a meeting involving dispute resolution, the most important thing is that both parties understand where the other is coming from. If the impasse cannot be broken, he says legal action remains on the table.
That's what courts are for. Nobody's started a lawsuit at this point, but if it's unresolved, that's really, there aren't too many other options. We haven't been instructed to file a lawsuit. The reason why the lease has this notice provision, as do most commercial contracts, is to give the parties an opportunity to try to work things out without a lawsuit.
Once again, Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, City Attorney Jim Messer, and City Administrator Colleen Castile declined to be interviewed for this story. Monday afternoon's meeting kicks off at 3:30 at City Hall. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.